Merlin Hanauer dedicates his teaching time to economic students at Sonoma State University, but his research time is dedicated to far-flung lands, Bolivia, Thailand, and Costa Rica. He examines the dynamics of poverty in developing lands and recently received a Cazzarelli Prize for his work, awarded by the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. The prize-winning work was a reevaluation of previous studies that looked at poverty in Thailand and Costa Rica, turning up some surprising conclusions.
And what was found in both of those countries was that the establishment of protected areas, things like national parks, nature preserves, etc., were associated with both reductions in poverty in surrounding populations and also reductions in deforestation due to the establishment of these areas.
From the perspective of an economist, it's easier to imagine that when a government creates a national park or forest, it would make people in the area more poor.
These results were somewhat counterintuitive. When you establish protected areas, you set up land use restrictions that restrict the extraction of valuable resources to the communities surrounding these areas.
So it's curious to read research saying that protected areas made people better off. He thought it would be good to take a closer look.
Due to a healthy skepticism from the economic perspective.
He wanted to know if qualities of the protected land, like its productivity, its suitability for farming, or its nearness to cities, affected the economics of nearby communities.
If you protect land that's relatively close to cities, that's land that, had you not protected it, likely would have been converted. So you're liable to get more bang for your buck, so to speak, by protecting that land in terms of environmental outcomes. On the flip side of that coin, by protecting land that's relatively close to cities, theoretically, you might impose more socioeconomic harm because that's land that's relatively productive compared to land that's further away from cities.
They also looked at how well communities did in the long run compared to their poverty at the start. Here, another surprise. The poorest of the poor reaped the most rewards, and it's not clear why.
That's a good question. What are some of the reasons behind this? What are the channels through which protected areas affect poverty? One of the primary speculations is that tourism has a lot to do with it.
It's also possible that creating protected areas brings infrastructure for people to access them, and so that introduces roads, access to water, and electricity.
The other conjecture is that by protecting these forests, you're maintaining a level of ecosystem services or the services that are provided to humans from natural ecosystem processes, erosion control, sedimentation in the water, pollination, things like this. Now, all of these things are relatively hard to measure, but that's actually some of the current research that we're working on now.
Hanauer hadn't expected to win a prize with his research.
It's a great honor. The Proceeding of the National Academy of Sciences is one of the top five general science journals in the world. In that sense, it was definitely a surprise.
But he hopes that it may influence policy and interest others in doing similar work in other countries. Otherwise, he's keeping a low profile.
I haven't told my students about it.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.